And I'm Nick.
And welcome to Hella in Your 30s.
And this is a sneak peek inside our Patreon.
Next time I see him, I'm going to be way more aggressive than I normally am.
Yeah, just walking to be, I'm going to lick
you from your head to your toes. And I want to move to the bed, down to the floor when I want to. All right, well.
All right, tie. Okay, before we get to this last part, a big thing that Muriel and I have is they're called cry songs.
Yeah.
So they're just songs that you listen to and you cry. And we asked you guys for some new cry songs. We got some recommendations. These are not necessarily recommendations. These are just things people shared that make them cry. And I think it deserves to be touted from the lightning rod or whatever
okay.
it's called. Shouted from the White House.
Touted from the lightning rod, I believe, is the technical phrase.
Okay, great. I didn't get a chance to listen to all these, but some of them I did. And okay. Straight White Male, we got Honestly by American Football, who I had never heard of that band, and I played that song, and it was that perfect. As soon as it starts, it seems kind of corny, and then I was like, yeah, that's going to make me cry.
So
I'm going to have to tune into that one.
We're doing that. We're listening to that later.
Katie Q. Sent in Fancy by Reba McEntire.
Oh.
And she said it might just be hormones, but I'm like, girl, when is it not hormones?
Seriously, I'm a ball of hormones and I'm 36.
Inactive Barista says My Humps by...
That makes her cry.
Well, that's a guy.
And,
oh. But also...
My Humps. My lovely lady humps.
So,
is that Fergie?
It's Black Eyed Peas, and yes.
Yes.
All right. RVA Meredith said The Muse by the Wood Brothers, which also seemed like very much like right up my little tugging on my heartstring. So we'll have to do that one later. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I just said right on my little, and then you were like tugging at my heartstring.
Sounds like you're saying tugging at my something about masturbating. All right. And then Valley Girl says any old Mariah Carey ballad like Hero or When I Saw You.
Yeah. When I Saw You is a great song. It's super underrated.
And
that one has so many runs, it literally doesn't have notes.
Try to
when
do
it. When I saw you, I could not speak. I felt so. Like every note is 8 notes.
All right, that's beautiful.
She's like a throat singer, Peruvian throat singer.
Yeah, right. that's hilarious. All right, and Pantheistic Cheesic Freak. 2019 says Long December by Counting Crows, baby.
Oh my God, that's such a great
that's
song.
That's such that a cry
Nick's,
song.
That makes Nick cry. He thinks every song is Counting Crows.
Yeah, well, when we did our last music challenge thing, it turns out the only songs I like from the 90s is Counting Crows.
Long December. I have to have also a confessional really quick.
Yeah.
Anything about Black Eyed Black Eyed Peas kind of is a cry song for me because I have this memory where when my brother and I were teenagers, I came home and I was like, you got to listen to Black Eyed Peas. This song, Shut Up, is amazing. And he listened to it. And then he later, like a month later, he played it, like put it on a playlist. He was like, yeah, this song's great. He put it on a playlist. And I came out and I was like, this song sucks. He was like, what? And I heard his feelings, and I still feel bad about that.
Wait, Shut Up by the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
I've never heard that song.
Oh, man. That was the hit for about 3 weeks.
This? I don't know
I
what song
so
this is.
I was this song, and then I made fun of him for liking it after I told him to listen to it.
It's such a bully.
I know. That was, like, mean.
Oh, remember this song?
I can't believe they made that song. I can't believe that happened.
I know. They
and that
really
was in like, that was
2004.
That was too much. I can't believe they did it. And they changed it to Let's Get It Started. But I mean, like,
we know what you said. Well, I know there's like so many classic songs that just have like homophobic slurs in them now, like the worst homophobic slurs that I don't even like saying, even like ironically or whatever.
I know, like, you like saying.
Well, I don't like you. Yeah, good call. Well, you know.
I mean, like, it is.
I'm just saying, but like, they like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like your arch enemy 50 Cent has a couple of his classic songs.
Yeah, I know, because he's a dumbass.
Okay, but my question is, I wonder if he says them in his concerts.
I mean, probably. You know why?
Why?
Because he's horrible. And he's a bad singer. And he only did one good song. Okay, anyways, moving
on.
Oh,
which one was it? Which is the only good?
Oh. It's Your Birthday.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Because I forgot. My brother Mario, I didn't play it, but he thought you loved
21 Questions.
Yeah.
If any, I'll tell you this, Mario. I love you. You know I love you so much. And I will take care of you for your whole life. I'll look out for you, baby. You're my little brother and my brother. But if you ever tell me I like 21 Questions again, I'll do something to you. I learned today, my friend taught me how to kick someone in the balls, but like as a stage thing, you have to kick them in the balls, but you keep your foot flat and you hit them on the back of their ass and their butthole as hard as you can. Apparently that's better, but it makes a terrible noise and apparently it doesn't hurt anybody, but it's totally obscene. So I'm just saying, you know, that's probably what I'll do to you.
She's going to kick you in your butthole.
Yeah, but I'll make your butthole make a sound like a hollow knocking of a wood.
I got 21 questions, and they're all about us. I love that song. All right. For our final segment.
I love 21 questions. That guy is ridiculous.
All right. First of all, that's Nate Dogg and Respect the Dead, okay? That's the guy who sings the hook of that song, and Nate Dogg is the greatest.
You can't tell me to respect anyone.
Okay, speaking of this is exactly why this last segment exists, okay? It's called Muriel the Ignorant Music Critic. So just like I don't know songs, every once in a while I'll play rap songs that I think are really good for specific reasons for Muriel, and then I like hearing her criticisms.
So this is a really good game if you trust the person you're hanging out with to just be like, you pick something that you know they know nothing about. So if it's somebody like let's say you love musical theater and your friend or your partner, whoever, your roommate hates musical theater, not hates it, but just doesn't know anything about it, has no frame of reference.
Yeah.
And so you're going to sit down and you will play a song and say, objectively, what do you think about this song? And it's another one where you learn a lot about the other person.
So we're going to play that game. Okay. I've picked some.
Okay. I'm ready.
It was a big day for rap. A lot of good new rap came out. I'm going to play a couple songs that were just released today. Okay. And then a couple others. And you're going to tell me what you think. Hello, hella family. All right, so Muriel and I, we put up bonus episodes on our Patreon. And you signing up for our Patreon is the very best way to support this podcast. We love making it for you, and all you guys mean the world to us. And look, you can sign up for like $2 a month all the way up to like $1 million a month. And no matter how much you kick us, you get access to all of our bonus content. And if you sign up by the 27th, then your name goes into the raffle. And a lucky winner is going to get their portrait painted by Muriel. And that portrait will be turned into Valentine's Day cards, which you can give out to the people in your life who deserve your love. patreon.com/hellain your 30s. You can find us on social media and the link will be in the bio. You know the drill. Want to thank my brother Mario for giving us all the cool instrumentals that we use on our Patreon page. It's just different vibes over there, you know, just feeling good and living life like I hope you are doing. All right, that's it, I believe. I'm going to let the beat ride for a second, and then, you know, I got to get on with my life. Love you. Bye.
Short stories. Is life getting in the way of you enjoying short stories? Well, Campfire Media's podcast Stories But Shorter has got you covered. Each week, a published author comes on to read one of their fantastic short stories, and then they talk about it with the host, me, Cassie Jerkins, and my producer, Jeremy Schmidt. Enjoy a short story on your way to work, discover great writers, and feel a little more cultured. Download and subscribe to Stories But Shorter on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.